Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And as I began praying just now for you, the Lord reminded me it is a joy and a privilege to be able to pray for others. So please reflect it in your voice, Mary. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you're right. I want to just reflect that honor it is that you accept this voice into your life every single day. I'm super humbled. And it is a delight to be able to pray for you. Thank you so much for this privilege. And thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of doing so. All right, we're making our way through the book of Proverbs. I'm going to be reading from Proverbs 17, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible. And it says this: "Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant who deals wisely will rule over a son who causes shame and have a part in the inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tests the hearts. An evildoer heeds wicked lips. A liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children are their parents. Excellent speech isn't fitting for a fool, much less do lying lips fit a prince. A bribe is a precious stone in the eyes of him who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers an offense promotes love, but he who repeats a matter separates best friends. A rebuke enters deeper into one who has understanding than 100 lashes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like a breaching of a dam. Therefore, stop contention before quarreling breaks out." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for those who are walking through contention right now, who have quarrels, who are going through relational strife and backbiting and gossip and slander and all those things. And maybe it's not them. Maybe it's somebody else doing it to them. I pray you would give them strength to endure, wisdom to know how to do, how to react and how to be. And Lord, I pray for our families because, you know, whether we're all living together or we're scattered all over the world, that first verse is true. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. Lord, I pray for our homes today that you would bring shalom, that all of the angst and the anxiety and the pressure and the stress and the anger and the voicing of opinions would calm down. I pray your Holy Spirit would move in and through the walls and just establish that as a home of peace. If there needs to be repentance, I pray it would happen on all sides. If there needs to be reconciliation, I pray that someone would take the first step. If there needs to be forgiveness, Lord, I pray that that journey of forgiveness would begin with that first choice of forgiveness. And Lord, I pray that you would restore fathers to children, mothers to children, children to their fathers and mothers. I pray for reconciliation there. But Lord, I know that as I pray that, there's other people who have had such traumatic pasts. And I pray that for myself, that sometimes you have to just walk away and there's no reconciliation. And we live in that tension of the now and the not yet. And sometimes, Lord, we ask, how long, oh Lord, how long? How long will we have to wait until this particular relationship is resolved? And we may never see it this side of heaven. And so, Lord, give us holy perseverance and help us to find joy anyway. Lord, so often I've thought that, oh, if this, you know, duck got in a row for me relationally, then I'll finally be okay. But you have taught me that it's good to persevere through that disharmony, that I could actually find joy in the midst of disharmony and pain and strife, because it comes from you. It doesn't come from the situation. And so, Lord, we lift up our heads to you. We lift up our eyes from whom our help comes from. Our help comes from you, the maker of heaven and of earth. You are the lifter of our heads. You are our joy. You are our crown. You are the reason we get up in the morning. You give us breath. You give us life. You give us hope. And so because of that, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Susie May Warren, who is the author of My Brilliant Writing Planner. And you can find out more at mybrilliantwritingplanner.com. And there are several different formats, and one of which is one you can write into. So that's one I'm considering doing, not this kind of thing, but something a little similar where I'll create a different kind of calendar in my Etsy shop. So she's really pioneered the pathway for me and done this amazing job of My Brilliant Writing Planner. So if you're a writer or a creative and you want to find you kind of want to fine tune your 2022 and you want to live with purpose, this planner was developed by USA Today bestselling and a multiple award-winning author, Susie May Warren, as a way to align her busy life toward values-based goal setting. And after having cancer, she wanted to make sure that her days were spent doing the things that she valued the most. And I've watched her do this from health to family to ministry to career. And she certainly has a heart to minister. The planner is for you, though. It's designed to help you identify your particular values and then construct that life plan that expresses those values. But it's not just about strategy. She also includes planning for writers to help you strategize for a productive and amazing writing year. And as a literary agent, I know how deeply important it is to learn how to create those kind of powerful writing habits and time management and how to focus on your priorities. So she also includes a course with the planner that's worth for $300. It's really valuable. And so anyway, thank you so much, Susie May, for creating My Brilliant Writing Planner and for creating this resource for all of us who want to be intentional about our year. So if this is something that interests you, go to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com and find out more. Thank you, Susie May Warren. And if you want to help support the podcast by sponsoring it, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com.